This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got an Avery Maharaja. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA. How imperial is it? Well, the bottle says it's 10.21% alcohol and 102 IBUs. So it's got a bitterness to gravity ratio of 1.0. Looking like a big beer. Taking a look at it, there's a little bit of haze, which you can tolerate in this style. It's a moderate-sized off-white head. It's got a deep amber color, which is nice. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Aroma? It's sort of pungent. It's got a fresh green hop aroma. Somewhat vegetal. There's a moderate malt behind it. Not much character to it. It's sort of grainy neutral. It's a little bit of alcohol. Seems to be a fairly neutral fermentation. Just a few esters. Really, the nose is sort of subtle. Really expecting more in this style. The hops are moderate. I mean, they're not jumping out and slapping you around, which you really are sort of looking for. They also have, there's this like pungent coarseness to them. I'm a little disappointed in this aroma, so I'm going to give it a 9. It's got the right pieces. I'm just expecting more out of the hop character. Let's taste it. No, the bitterness is high. It's got a moderately high hop flavor. Getting floral and herbal, grassy. Malt is in the background. It's in the supporting role. It's neutral. Just neutral malt character. I don't get any character flavor to it, so I'd assume that it's just basically base malt. I get like a initial maltiness, but the hops immediately start in, and they really build through the palate. It's got a dry finish, which is good. The hops are strong but not harsh. It's also good. The alcohol is noticeable, but it doesn't have a strong bite, which is good in a beer this size. The hops are really lasting a long time in the aftertaste. So I'm actually liking this a lot. I like that the malt is neutral and taking a back seat, and that the hops have a lot of character. It's a lot of sort of an English character to it, which you know, if you understand that that's the direction they're trying for, you can appreciate it in its own right. I'll give it a 19 for flavor. Really sort of like the balance, like that it's dry, like that the hops are all over the place. Mouthfeel. It's between medium and medium light, which is good. Moderate carbonation. I'm noticing the alcohol, but it's not burning. There's some hop astringency, which is okay. I don't have any problem with any of that, so I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, the hops are strong. Just not in the nose. The alcohol seems well integrated. It's got good attenuation. Really, I think that's pretty important for this style. The hops have somewhat of a rough flavor with a little harshness. It's a minor knock on them. I love the balance. Just that hop forward malt, neutral in the background, dry finish, tamed alcohol, all that is just what you're looking for. And I do note again that the hops are grassy and herbal, Seems to me that it's sort of English in character. I'm going to give it a 9 overall, and that's a total score of 45. So that's the Avery Maharaja. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA.